Okay, okay. Live in location at the 24G apartment in the heart of Manila, I am Butch.
And I'm James.
And we are the new Normans.
And welcome to the 24G Podcast.
It's Christmas, dude. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I think this is the first Christmas na.
First Christmas na may podcast, man.
Yeah. It's cool. It's great. It's great. So, oh yeah, I forgot to introduce again ourselves. My name is Butch.
My name is James.
And I'm Raph.
All right. Introduce your...
And,
Which you they will hear again in the next episode, by the
indeed,
way.
Indeed. Yeah, indeed to see Jazz.
Yeah.
My girlfriend.
Yeah.
Welcome hello, to the show. Everyone.
Oh. Welcome to the show, Jazz. Welcome to the show.
Sexy ng boses na yun.
Yeah.
Swerte mo naman.
So, if you're listening to this show, the episode that we're gonna release next, actually, we pre-recorded that before we're shooting this episode. So, it may, like, the timeline may sound weird and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, but, you know, you know, we got people coming to the show.
No one listens to the show anyway.
No one listens to the fucking show anyway. No, but we got people coming, going to the show. Okay, Jazz has always been there in the show.
Oh,
all
dapat,
the time.
Dapat nga may segment si Jazz. Eh.
Yeah,
ask
we'll make
Jazz.
It.
We'll
make ask it. Jazz.
Yeah.
Gusto ko yan.
Yeah.
Ask Jazz. You represent all the partners, the female side.
Mm.
Pressure in the joke.
Pressure you.
Yeah, like one.
Ask Jazz.
Yeah, like one of the little things like. Are you immune to like the snoring of James? Are you immune? I mean, I know that comes to a point na masasanay na lang eh.
Well, nung una, lakas ka talagang umilik.
Yeah.
Pero nung habang tumatagal, for some reason, feeling ko dahil pumayat siya.
Yun!
Nawala.
Oo, nawala.
Akala mo lang nawala yun, pero nakakatulog ka lang. It's true.
Feeling ko.
It's true.
Baka din. So maybe I'm immune na. So.
Yeah, alam mo kung tulog na yung partner mo talaga pag humihilik na siya.
Oo.
Oh, yun na yun. That's your like
pero
indicator.
Pero hindi ako humihilik lagi.
Hindi lagi.
Hindi lagi. Pag pagod na pagod.
Siya. Yeah.
Mm. Pag pumitik, yun, tulog na siya.
Mm.
May certain pitik
the
siya.
The hypnic jerk.
Paano yung pitik?
Yung pitik na gumagano.
The hypnic jerk.
Yeah.
Yung ulo niya gumagano okay, okay. For some reason.
That's the signal. Yeah.
Mm. Alam, patulog
yeah.
Na siya
pagkaganan. Ako si CD1 ang pansin ko, may pumitik din siya ng isang gabi.
Yeah, that's the hypnic
patulog
jerk.
Patulog na. Oh. Okay.
Everybody does that. You know, like yung pitik.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody does that. Because it's, I read somewhere, it's called the hypnic jerk.
Okay.
Basically, yung katawan, yung brain mo, nandun siya sa gitna ng tulog at gising. So, akala niya magsislip out ka, kaya magsisend siya ng signal sa body mo para mag-jerk, para magising ka.
Yung ba yung ano, parang nananaginip ka?
Ah, yun, nahuhulog.
Ah, yun siya, ganun yun, siya.
Yung parang sa panagin mo mahulog ka. Yeah.
Na ganun ko siya eh.
Yeah, that's
bigla pumitik siya,
jerk.
Tapos nagising siya. Ano, nahulog ka, no? Ginanong mo siya
eh. Yeah, yeah. Hassle kaya yun, yung mahulog. Yung parang, uy, po! Yeah, yeah. It feels so real, though.
Maganda pala, abangan mo na kaya kap ka,
pumitik,
no?
Pumitik nasalo
kita.
Kasi ano
eh. Gusto kayo. Pagkapiting niyang ganun, gumising siya. Tapos sama ng tingin niya sa akin. Nahulog ka, no? Gumanong ako sa kanya. Sabi niya, oo.
Yeah, nahulog. Okay. So what we're gonna talk about today is
Christmas.
Christmas. Christmas is back, bro. I mean, it's always here, but it's Christmas time. For a moment, it felt like the start of the year na parang walang Pasko eh.
Oh,
you know, imagine if like when you start nung April, when everybody like cross your minds na parang shit, ano paano kaya Pasko this year?
Actually, hindi ko siya naisip.
Hindi mo siya naisip, ako naisip ko siya. Like, will it be the same? Will it be in a fucking lockdown? Everybody thought that no Christmas, gonna be like quiet and shit. But here we are, bro. Christmas time.
Indeed.
And I'm pretty surprised na sobrang daming taong nasa labas.
Ano bang count ng COVID cases natin?
I don't know. Nobody cares anymore, bro.
Should we search? Nee, kasi just to see.
Kasi, I think we should.
Kasi everybody's out buying gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Buying supplies.
Okay.
So kasi, I mean, ham. Nandiyan.
We're now at 447,000. Wow.
No, yung daily.
Daily is about 1,500, yeah.
Talaga?
Yeah, nandun na lang tayo sa mark na yun.
Hindi, pero mataas pa rin yun.
Mataas pa rin yun. Hindi, actually, it was interesting. I was in a meeting with other people, other countries. Actually, at par lang tayo sa cases nung mga iba. Parang iba, 900, 1,000, in Southeast Asia though. So, I guess we did a better job.
Pero surprisingly, yeah. we're disiplinado.
Yeah.
Mga Pinoy, when you're asked to wear a mask, may nakamask.
May nakamask talaga, naka-face shield.
They shame you kapag yung
they give
arrow,
you the stare.
Pag yung araw sa mall, mali yung ano, they stop.
It happened
sa akin. Oh yeah, really?
Oh, yeah, it happened to me also.
We got stopped. Ito kayo sa kabila, maglakala. Sorry.
Like an average person. Or yeah.
Wow.
Tapos ako parang, sorry, nag-ayos ako ng mask, di namin nakita. Sorry.
Yeah, and hindi ka pwede mag-angas kasi, tanga na, mali ka talaga eh.
Oh,
it's your bad, dude. But a lot of people are outside right now for Christmas time, buying gifts.
Lala. Yung traffic, nag-times.
Grabe na yung traffic ngayon, man. As in, parang like, you, ref, coming here, the traffic ka na sobrang standstill.
Sorry, Tigas.
Yeah, sobrang daming tao ngayon. And interestingly enough, if you go around, sobrang dami naka-sale.
Yeah, kasi
like,
syempre,
everything's on fucking sale.
Tsaka ngayon, nakapag-sale ka ng mataas kasi naipit sa inventaryo mo eh.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, ganun siya.
So you gotta, you know,
so for Christmas, if you wanna give, like, buy gifts and give out stuff, it's much fun this year because you get to...
It is time.
The sales are crazy.
Yeah.
Like the other day, I was looking at this basketball shoe. Yung, because every year I buy because I play basketball, right? So yung Hyper Dunks, normally they sell it that for like 7,995. Kanina, the other day, I saw it for like 3,200. Wow. Fuck, what a steal. I still didn't buy it because I won't be able to use it. Imagine that. Hindi ko siya magagamit kasi yung basketball eh. But sobrang ano na yun, parang GG deal na yun, pamigay, man. It's so crazy.
I gotta ask you guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What's the ideal gift ngayon Christmas? Ireregalo mo, ha?
Ireregalo ko?
Yeah.
Depende.
Kasi nakikita ko ngayon, mas limited yung pagre-regaluhan mo. Kasi syempre, ayaw mo magpalaganap ng transmission. Kasi,
that is true, bro. That is really true.
You're wrapping the gift, then you don't really want to give out to a lot of people.
Significantly, this year, wala akong bibigyan na masyado.
Yeah.
Like in the office, right?
Yeah.
And you know, equally, wala nagbibigay sa akin. Like, this time last year, I remember, I posted a story of a memory last year.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a part there, a frame, na nakita yung Christmas tree ko dito, this one.
Yeah.
Puro-puro siya regalo, man.
Oo nga.
Yeah, remember that?
Oo.
Look at it now. Nothing. Nobody gave me anything.
Because, you know, I think the gift this year is gift of
life.
Yeah.
But I mean,
and we'll disagree with you on that.
Going back, yan, love. Pati love.
Yan.
Pero going back on that, ano yung gift mo ngayon? Ibibigay mong gift ngayon sa Christmas?
Love.
Okay.
No.
Love. No, I mean, yeah.
I think it's understandable na wala kang bigay this year. Kasi everybody's having a hard time. Yeah. It's hindi mo kayo nagkikita.
Parang feel ko ako magre-regalo kahit alcohol or something like that.
Yeah. Pwede.
Kumari sa office, gusto mo magregalo ng alcohol.
Hygiene kit.
Parang lahat ng tao nag-alcohol.
Smart gift.
Yeah. Oh, smart gift. Yung magagay.
Or like a spray bottle.
Parang
spray bottle.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you guys have Kris Kringle sa...
We don't.
Sa office. Wala?
Yeah.
Yung parang gift kasi it's yung mga ngayon, nagbibigay ng gift ngayon yung alam mo yung sa neck yung sa face mask
yeah alam ko yung
lalagay mo sa neck yung pansabit yun yung mga regalo ngayon sobrang practical man
yeah, it's true.
Really practical it's parang you rarely see people na nagbibigay ng ano ng something na hindi mo magagamit
Yes. Or a nice face shield.
Oh, a nice face shield. Or a washable face mask
yeah mga, something like that yeah see? I'd love a washable face mask. Like the Uniqlo ones. Ganda na.
Ah, kaya ako, meron akong bagong item ngayon.
Oh.
Hindi ko alam kung dala ko siya.
Oh.
Ah, nasa car.
Oh.
So, it's a, ano, kasi yung mga washable face mask na pinoproduce nila ngayon is yung pag nagsindi ka ng lighter, hindi mo mamatay.
Yeah.
So, hindi siya, pero ang problem is, mahirap huminga.
Masyadong dikit sa ilong.
Oo. Tsaka makapal talaga
yung... Ayoko nun, man.
Makapal yung tela niya. Pero safe siya, kasi syempre, hindi tumatagos yung germs palabas tsaka paloob.
I'd die of like, not being able to breathe.
So, yung isang office mate ko, he sold me this thing sa mukha na yung face mask. Makakain ka.
Oh, para siyang frame.
Yeah, I know that. That's in Shopee. Plastic that's in Shopee. Frame.
Galing.
Yeah. Magandang gift.
Maganda siyang gift. 50 pesos lang.
Okay yun ah.
Oh, di ba?
I tried that once.
Sana may alam kang brand, no? Baka naman.
Hindi. Ito yung mga nabibili mo sa The Visoria.
Ito yung mga Chinese brands. China, baka naman.
Tangina, baka ano ibigay na naman sa atin ng China, no?
Uy, kailan ba si Ninong Rai? Pwede ba yun?
Oy naman, si Ninong Rai.
Hindi ba siya sasama sa ano?
He's kind of busy right now. Congratulations sa kanya, dude. He's a million subscribers. Yeah. 4 months.
Galing niya, galing niya. And I see his upgrades.
That guy is...
Yeah, good job.
That guy is sobrang sipag niya, man. I mean, talagang he's a busy guy.
Busy.
Yeah.
I gotta ask you guys. I'll move on to a different topic. What are the things that you feel like is different this year? Or stuff that you miss? Like the little things. Like me, I feel like there are not much Christmas lights this year. Because before, I remember when I drive. Like when you go through EDSA.
Parol, pare!
Daming parol.
Ramdam mo ng Pasko.
Ramdam mo talaga eh. I haven't been to Makati recently. Normally, Makati, Ayala Avenue and the Triangle, diba? May mga light shows and shit. Me, I miss that one. You know, the lights. Sa Las Villas ba ngayon? Daming ilaw?
I don't know. Hindi ko naabutan.
Yeah. I remember Las Villas was really nice.
Yeah.
Oo,
was... maparol yun. Tapos may Santa Claus na. No?
Gusto ko yung mga copies eh.
Naalala ko.
Copies?
Na ilaw sa...
Copies?
Copies? Kadis?
Yung mga copies na...
Ah, mga copies? Okay.
Hindi tayo nag-connect doon.
Yeah.
Maganda yung mga design.
Yeah, I miss the Christmas lights too.
Yeah.
I mean, in BGC, are there Christmas lights?
Napansin namin sa Greenbelt. Christmas lights.
But it's not as festive.
Ay, hindi. Ano pa rin siya? Bongga
pa rin.
Bongga.
Yung parang bench dun.
The only thing that...
Going to Landmark?
Greenbelt 3 to Greenbelt.
Ah, yeah. Sa gitna. Yeah. Okay.
The only thing na mapapansin mo lang sa malls ngayon, yun nga, it's not as festive. Kasi maraming shops na sarado. So, not everybody. Kasi usually malls kapag Christmas time, everybody decorates. But since ang daming saradong shops, so parang
I don't know, is it because it's inappropriate?
No, it's not inappropriate. It's just that I don't think in a business sense, I guess you have to spend the extra time to decorate your place.
Right.
And may time na kailangan mo ng umuwi. So parang hindi siya practical.
Yeah.
That's what I see. Pero I mean, SM yata, malaki yata yung display ng lights, hindi masyado.
Sa gitna lang.
Meron pa rin.
Fashion hall.
Meron pa rin. Pero hindi siya kasing festive as the following year, the years before.
Me, I really miss the lights. Yeah. I mean, to me, pag may Christmas lights, that's when I know na Pasko na.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sa radyo yung Novelino commercial.
Wala siya ngayon, man. Oh, in so special. Special Novelino makes my love feel like a moray.
Yeah.
Bring
out the special with Novelino. Yeah. Alam mo kung Pasko na. Pag nandiyan na yung Novelino commercial, di ba?
Oo nga, pare.
Hindi ko siya na-feel. Wala ko narinig ngayon. It's not out. It's really crazy because
that's a great observation.
All the time because it happens every fucking year. Mm-hmm. You hear the Novelino commercial.
Yeah, that was my favorite jingle.
Pour out the special
Novelino.
Pour the Novelino now. All the time. Alam mo, Pasko na talaga. Walang Novelino.
Saka di marhadong patok si Jose Mari.
Oh yeah.
Oo nga.
Hindi siya marhadong.
Last year parang sobrang crazy nung memes ni Jose Marichan.
Ngayon, parang hindi ka makapag-post ng meme.
Oo, kasi September pa lang.
Lumalabas siya.
Meron na siya, pero September ngayon lang. Yeah. Then, from October to November and everything.
Wala na.
Yeah, I
remember this year, noong January this year, di ba lumalabas yung mga memes ng lumalabas siya bilang, ay, matagal pa pala.
Ilang months pa.
Parang may teaser siya. Yeah.
I think it's different because of what happened then for the whole year. It's not just COVID. Yung sunod-sunod ng events.
Yeah, I miss the Christmas parties, bro.
Yeah, that's another.
Diba? Yung parang, you know, you just have a Christmas. Even, not in a work.
Yung outside.
Even your friends. Oh, Christmas dinner tayo, ganyan, inom tayo.
Hirap eh. Parang ngayon sa news, pag nag-Christmas gathering ka, pwede kang, hindi man yan ita yan, pwede kang, alam mo yun, if lumalabag ka sa, ano yan?
And it's irresponsible, bro.
Protocols.
Oh, yeah. Kasi people can literally get sick.
That is very much
I mean,
true.
The chances of like
di
people getting sick. Di
pa tapos ang COVID, guys. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I miss that shit.
So, do you guys have a Christmas party or so-called something sa office?
Yeah, we do.
You do?
Yeah. The thing is, with my office, konti lang naman kami. We're not a lot.
Okay.
So, if we always see each other in the office, so we're kind of safe and nobody really goes out. In big organizations kasi, yun yung mas maraming interactions. Like, for example, yung the receptionist or the utility guys, sila yung nagko-commute, and then there are a lot of workers or commute. In our office kasi, lahat kami may kotse. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're six, right? Three are pamilyado, and then the other three are just bahay. Ako na ata yung pinakamalabas sa amin lahat. Eh. So, I guess we're safe. That's why we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pupunta lang kaming mag-out of town kami on Friday. Just to do the Christmas thing. And I think it's safe because nakikita-kita na mga sa office. It's like a just different venue.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're fine, yeah. I miss the parties.
What about you, Raph? Do you guys have your company Christmas celebration thing?
No.
Thanksgiving something?
No. How about you guys?
Maybe you should make one, bro. Because you're like the boss, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We're having, you know, something, but it's not allowed in
LA. Oh, why don't you like make an online thing?
Something like that.
How about you, Jazz? Any parties this year?
Actually, meron. Yung setup kasi ng company ko ngayon medyo weird in a sense. Kasi yung mismong company na pinagtatrabaho ko na may kontrata ko is different dun sa pinagtatrabaho ko at pinagbigyan ko ng work. So, yung company per se, meron. Pero parang feeling ko awkward kasi since work from home ako ngayon.
Mm.
And basically, dalawa lang kami sa team.
Mm.
Which is yung isa kong kasama sa team is nasa Laguna. So, awkward for me kasi mag-isa lang ako. So, I'd rather not attend.
Yeah.
This year. So, maybe
that's
next
so
year,
sad, no? Di ba yung parang magpa-party kayo sa bahay lang and if you live alone. Like me, you know, I live alone. That'll be sad, bro.
Yeah.
It's good.
Indeed.
Yeah. Pero mayroong mga mas malulungkot pa ngayon.
True.
Yung mga malalamig yung Pasko.
We're going right there, huh?
Na segue ko, pare, di ba?
So that's where we're going,
na segue ko yon, bro.
Okay.
Ano yung malamig?
Sila yung mga malala ngayon kasi yung Pasko nila malamig. Imagine, and these aren't just the guys who literally have no love. But this could be like anybody who's like, has love, but there's a lot of difficulties. So parang mo malalaman kung malamig yung Pasko mo. Let's say, for example, so sad. This is like a sad part. Yung mga namatayan. That's like, like cold
that's
Christmas.
That's ultimate. Let's get that off the list. Yeah.
Yung mga nasalanta. Yung bagyo. We apologize for like saying this, but you know, we feel you. Okay? Our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Indeed.
Okay. Mga nawala ng trabaho, malamig ang Pasko dyan. And the other guys, like the OFWs na hindi makauwi. Like, Esan.
Oh, yeah. My sister.
Yeah, your sister.
Sister ko.
Yeah. She's in Singapore,
yeah,
right? And able to come home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Esan always goes home. Every Christmas. Can't do it. Yeah, it's so sad. Lumigang Pasko niyan.
Walang ano, champ. Walang champ. Adventure this year.
Yeah. We weren't able to. Pero mahirap bumili ng champ ngayon, pare.
Pwede tayo mag-schedule ng inuman kasama ni Esan.
Yeah, like a Christmas thing.
Yeah.
We can do the headphones and shit, so like he's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, we'll do one like episode for that. Yeah. Tsaka yung mga ano, imagine if you're like LDR in your relationship.
Ay, sabog yun, men.
Long distance. Meron ako mga kilala, men.
Sira plano.
Na, puta, yung isa taga Sukat, tapos yung isa taga Novaliches.
Ang layo.
Layo nun, ha?
Dulo-dulo.
Yeah, but in like, normal terms, okay lang yun, eh. Magkikita kayo normal days, eh, kasi may work. But now, tangina na kay LDR sila, dude. Because, wala sila parehong kotse, they have to like, commute to see each other, and they don't want to risk it.
Tsaka mahal ang Grab.
Malang grab, pare, galing ng Baliches. Dito nga sa bahay ko, papuntang Commonwealth, inaabot na akong 300 eh.
Wow.
Ah, yeah.
Kasi imagine. it's hard to book grab drivers these days.
Mm. Eh, tsaka yung distance.
They're just limited.
Mm.
Limited lang sila, man.
Mm. So imagine that. Ako 300. But more if you're in Commonwealth, it's like in the middle of like Novaliches and in San Juan. And that's 300 already.
Tapos may tollgate ka pa sa sukat.
Oo, pucha. So paano kung taga Novaliches ka, tapos punta ka sa sukat, punta ang BF, GG.
Siguro abag yung 1,000.
1,000.
Talaga? Yeah. Ah, oo.
Mga ganun. Papunta pa lang yun.
Kasi eh,
paano
from...
Hindi,
papunta pa uwi.
Hindi, men. Hindi, papunta pa lang yun.
Kasi from bahay papunta sa inyo, nakakahalos 500 na.
Damn!
Wow, wow, yeah.
True love.
Swerte mo naman.
Yeah, sagot ko yun minsan.
Yeah.
Swerte mo naman.
Swerte naman. Yeah.
Kaya kapag nagpaggagawa kami ng ramen, kasi she has to be there by super early.
5 a.m.
Damn. 5 a.m. Kasi,
morning shift.
Kasi sobrang dami namin ginagawa for Saturday. So that's why she has to be there early. So yung commute, so I have to pick her up para mas mura. Kasi pag grab, mahal. 473.
Damn. Mas mura pag nag-drive ka na lang.
Oh, yep. So mabilis pa. Tsaka safe pa kasi kasama ko na siya.
Yun ang,
di ba?
In a way,
yun eh.
Isipin mo you're in the same freaking like city.
Yeah.
Metro Manila. Okay. And parang LDR pa rin yun. Lamig ng Pasko noon, man. Hindi sila makakapagkita the day before.
Pero makapagkita kami kasi love finds a way.
Indeed. Indeed. You know, I think, yeah. Grabe yun. Yung I dated somebody from Malabang. Remember?
Young.
Yeah, my ex from Malabang. Layo noon, man. Mm. I feel you, bro.
Mm.
It's really low. It's
true
a tough...
love.
Eh, no. No.
Slip of the tongue.
No.
Easy.
Dahil magagalit. Magaganyan. So.
Oh, no.
No, but I feel you, bro. Like, it's very far.
Indeed.
I remember her house. Okay? Her house is like 4 kilometers away from the fucking gate. From the fucking gate, dude. Ayan, alam mo, line on, man. It's really far. Like, from the gate to her house is like 15 minutes already.
Line on.
Oh, man. As in, lalaki nung kali and shit. So, I remember. Ano na yun? And then, we got by mga 3 a.m. Grabe line on, dude. I remember that.
Death bus.
Death. When I was commuting, I was using the death bus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know the death bus, bro?
Death bus.
Pagkaano, pagka...
Gets you there at half the time.
Pagkatingin mo sa mukha mo ganun.
Kills you in the process.
Half the chance of dying in the process.
Yung ano, yung mukha mo, pagkatapos yun, akala mo na rip off eh.
Yeah. Death bus ganun pag 3 a.m.
Kapag nagmamadali ka, parang yes, swerte ko.
Death bus.
Pero pag relax ka na, gusto mo lang umuwi,
aircon ka,
steady
pare.
Lang.
Alam mo death bus.
Tassle, man.
Alam mo death bus pag walang kutsyon eh.
Oh.
Yung kahoy lang.
Yung kumakalabog. Tapos yung kita mo yung conductor, naka-ano lang siya. Nakasandal lang siya dun sa ano.
Chill sila eh. No? The death bus. Yeah. South people, man. Death bus. I love the death bus. Yeah.
Grabe yun.
Ano, 20 minutes. Alabang to Cubao. Puta, bilis.
It's built a character too. Like, ayun ko to.
Yung
ano, ito yung mga bawal ka mag-message eh. Mahirita pag may nag-message sa'yo. Kasi pwedeng liparin yung telepono ni palabas ng bus, pare.
Tsaka kailangan alerto ka dun. Kasi kunyari, madaling araw na yun.
Oo.
Eh. Diba?
Mm, mga paaligid.
Not only that, tsaka pag inaanto ka na, sila, magtatanong lang sila, crossing! Wala! Saalis na sila doon, pare. If you miss na, eh, meron! Pag hindi ka na ganun, pare, GG ka. Hindi ka na makaka...
You have a split second for that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, meron! Kasi pag wala, iwanan ka nila.
Oh,
sorry.
Antar na yun.
Hindi ka nagsalita, kaya bawal makatulog.
Oh.
Shout out to the death bus drivers.
The death bus.
Pero wala ata sila ngayon
wala,
eh.
Wala, parang wala na.
Wala na sila.
Yung mga gubas sa gabi.
Nakabatak.
Nakabatak sa gabi. Gubas sa gabi.
Yeah. So, shout out to all everybody who did the LDRs. Don't worry. Hindi malamig ang Pasko nyo. This is just one of the like, small challenges of like...
Parang pag LDR, yung susunod, mas masakit eh.
Ano?
Parang yung nagkahiwalay. Nagkahiwalay nung
nagtulog. Gagi, it's a legit problem. Imagine if like, before the pandemic struck and you got heartbroken.
On the rocks na kayo, no?
Or not only that, yung talagang na-GG kayo, pare. That's like hard.
Ah, oh.
Imagine you're gonna go through the breakup.
Yeah.
Na,
during the pandemic.
Na there's so much anxiety.
Tapos Mercury retrograde pa.
Oh, exactly, exactly. Tayna.
Fuck Mercury.
Ah, hirap nun. Kasi, imagine, like for girls, usually. Or even guys, you can say that. Pag nag-heartbreak ka, pag nag-break ka kasi, pare, you're gonna go through a phase.
The phase.
There's this phase. Some girls, papakawalwal sila. Some guys, papakawalwal sila.
Like you're nag-alcohol ban. Patay.
Oh, patay. Patay ka diha. Wala ka maano. So, hindi ka makawalwal. So, hindi ka makalabas. You can't like go out and party and like drink your shit away. You can't do that. Because, wala eh. Quarantine ka eh.
Indeed.
So, hindi ka makapagbasag. Some people, they whore around. Fuck boys and fuck girls.
Indeed.
Yeah, they're gonna, and you can't fucking do that. Right now, kaya na, man. You
delikado
can't.
Yun.
Delikado yun. You might get hurt. You might, not only get hurt, but you might get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Get hurt.
You can't go to Bumble or the online dating apps.
Indeed.
You know, like TJ does it. His James's brother.
Uh-huh.
And he's like frustrated all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Because all TJ can do is just like swipe, 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 but can't meet them.
Ugh.
And ngayon na nakakalabas na yung mga tao, still doesn't want to go out and meet them. You know, there was this one day, bro, that your brother messaged me.
Oh, ano sabi niya?
Sabi niya sa akin, out of nowhere, he just says, lol, lumalabas naman ako. That's what he said. So I think he was listening to the show and he realized na parang we always talk about him. And he siya lumalabas.
Hindi siya lumalabas.
No, but he, and then sorry, he said pala, lol, lumabas naman ako twice.
That was when the internet blew out and when he gets the food.
Yeah, so in his defense, he just want to say that he went out twice.
That idiot. Kalo may multo sa bahay, pare, one time, tulog ako sa couch. Nakatulog ako kasi gumagawa ng ramen eh.
Mm-hmm.
Nakatulog ako sa couch. Tapos nakita ako, parang naalipungatan ako. Sumara yung pintuan. Gumanon yung pintuan.
Paninga.
Napraning ako eh, kasi syempre, nakasarado na yung kanina, tapos bumuka siya ng ganun. Shit, may multo yata dito. Tapos parang ako, hindi ko na pinansin. Sinarado ko pa yung pintuan.
Yeah.
A few seconds later, this guy comes in with the McDonald's.
Outside.
Oh, galing sa labas, kumakain siya McDonald's. Yung delivery niya pala yun, pare.
Anong oras na to?
Ha? Pare, mga alas 12 ng gabi. Lala, man.
Yeah. I'm sure he's enjoying his...
He's having an inuman party tonight.
Oh.
Oh.
Nice. Wow.
Sama niya mga kids niya. Kids, kung tawagin. Yun.
Ay, yung mga tao niya.
Hindi, mga kids niya. Kasi mga kapwa intern siya noon. Oh. Calls them kids. I don't know why, but, you know. Uh-huh. Shout out to my brother who, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go out. You have to buy your uninterrupted power supply.
Yeah.
You know the specs.
Yeah, for all y'all single ladies listening out there, we're gonna feature Chutes one time. And maybe you'll like him.
Aye.
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
Yeah.
If you want like a roller coaster of emotions,
he's the guy for you.
Yeah.
Grabe.
He's a great guy.
Four out of four. Everybody,
I mean, Jazz,
agree.
You can agree. Yeah. But the first time you met DJ, you were like laughing the whole time.
Four chairs.
Actually, hindi. It's the first time she saw him. Na oh, ganito pala to.
He was tame.
Yeah, because he was with someone.
The malicious.
Yeah. So the question
is. Now.
Gago ba kasi yung United States ano natin?
I don't think so.
So imagine your brother right now. Do you think malamig ang Pasko niya?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
He's a person who has a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah.
I would agree. He's a person who
has... He had a great year.
Indeed.
Yeah, he got promoted.
Yeah, he got a great year.
Tapos, he's a good guy. Ingay niya nga lang sa gabi, pero he has a fun team with him kasi nakikita ko masaya siya kasama ng team niya.
So, hindi malamig Pasko ni Chutes ngayon?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Pero sana lumabas siya para bilhin yung uninterrupted power supply. Yun lang, I just wish he would do that. Kahit yun.
Indeed.
But then again, I think he's a guy who has to be a lot of... He's to be thankful for.
So, how about... we were talking about the people who lost their... who had broken up. Basically, nawala sa relationship.
Yeah.
And then, most often than not, Do you know any success stories na during this pandemic?
Dami.
Na, I mean, during this pandemic, nagkaroon ng ano, jowa?
Oh!
Ah, really?
Dami!
That's good.
Dami!
Wow.
Love finds a way.
Indeed, indeed. It does.
Dami.
It
mga,
does.
Mga dati kong co-workers, mga sa kitchen staff namin, they found love in the pandemic. Kasi nawalan sila ng work, then siguro sila yung magka-chat and everything.
Right.
Then nakikita mo yung mga pictures na they post their chat messages sa ano, sa
yon.
That's a nice way of doing
parang,
it. Yeah.
Parang naka-blur pa yung pangalan, pero pagkatapos, magpipicture din sila yung, alam mo yung mga convo calls nila.
I love you, bebe!
Yung sa video, yung sa naka-screenshot sa messenger, yung naka-kiss pareho, mukha. May mga ganun eh. May mga ganun ako nakikita
so
sa
they,
Facebook.
So, they became
ko.
Together through chat?
Through chat? Pero nakikita rin naman ngayon. Mm. Diba? Parang may mga ganun na stories din.
I feel
love
like it's...
finds a way.
I think it's hard to like, to date people during the pandemic.
Totoo yun.
I think it's very difficult.
Hirap yun, no? Sabay kayo kakain, no? Susubuhan kita, tas...
I mean, like, online and shit?
Oh, dude.
Fuck, man. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I mean, I just can't.
Yeah.
I just can't. No, I mean, like, let's say you meet somebody in, like, a dating app in Bumble. Kaya rin, malamig kasing Pasko mo. So, you'd be like, ah, fuck it. I'm gonna date this fucking
I think
guy.
It really depends kung ano.
I mean, that would be very hard.
Yeah. Pero yun, mahirap yun. Walang, ano yun? Absence of physical presence.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Do you agree, Rev?
Yes.
Yeah? You're awfully quiet today.
I am.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
What advice do you tell...
Youngins.
Yung mga malalamig yung Pasko.
Yeah, yung malalamig yung Pasko.
Like, what do they have to do?
I mean, you
came through that one point in your life, right?
May,
there was a time
sure
that you were single
has.
Like for 3 years and shit. I remember that.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have
pero
gone through that
na,
time.
Pero nung panahon na yun, walang COVID, nakakalabas ka.
Indeed.
Yeah, but exactly,
ngayon,
even yung problem ngayon. Malalamig na nga, you can't go out.
I'd say you need to distract yourself, so you should listen to the show.
You don't listen to the show anyway.
You don't listen to the show, bro.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling other people to listen. We'll make your Christmas warm.
Right. But what do they gotta do?
Move on. Fuck it, man. I mean, it's Christmas. You know?
Yeah, I know.
You gotta do your best to
enjoy the times.
Feel the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
But it's so hard right now. I don't feel it.
You gotta try, though.
Yeah. Play Christmas songs.
And it'll come.
Play Christmas songs. Light up a Christmas tree.
Sa amin may activity sa work namin where they have a 1 hour Christmas celebration pag lunchtime. So
yeah.
Nararamdaman ng mga tao na Pasko pa din.
Right.
Kasi it's a good distraction, I think, na parang you feel that something that happens every year is still happening. It's important for people.
Yeah. I gotta ask you guys, ever had a Christmas na talagang sobrang lamig lang ng Pasko mo?
Oh man, meron.
Na parang you feel like, man, I feel like lonely right now.
Not lonely, pero...
Yung kasi yung ultimate definition ng malamig ang Pasko eh. You're gonna go through Christmas, you're with your family, and then you're like, fuck, I feel so lonely. I got nobody.
And di pa naman.
Ever felt that?
Not that way, pero yung feeling that, you feel the sorrow sa ano mo sa paligid mo.
Okay. That's some heavy shit, bro.
Oh, you feel sorrow kasi might I share na 2 years ago yung tito namin
right.
sa Las Villas.
Yeah.
So he was in critical condition that time, and you can't spend. It's hard to spend Christmas. Knowing that hindi kayo makukompleto kasi everybody, parang yung you have a family member in the hospital at the same time, parang may panggabi akong work noon. Alam mo yun, you have a night shift na work, then you have a relative in the hospital, tapos alam mo na parang hindi kayo makukompleto kasi yung family has to take care of this and that and that and this.
Yeah, yeah.
Gets mo, parang I spent Christmas that time and New Year yata, or Christmas yata, na nakikita ko lang sa photos yung family ko while I was at work.
Damn! Yun ang totoong grabe. When you have to work on Christmas Day.
Tatlo lang kami sa Christmas ano yun nun? Christmas evening nun.
Yeah.
Mabakbak kami sa kusina. Tapos,
did you guys celebrate it?
Yeah, we celebrated.
Like in the kitchen?
Tatlo lang kami. We celebrated in a way na parang, oh, no, Merry Christmas. Ganun lang. Kain lang kami. Nag-prepare kami ng Christmas meal namin tatlo. Tapos kain kami. Tapos kami pa rin nag-deliver ng everything. So, yun yung Christmas namin.
Pero nakaabot kayo parang sa mga commercials. Diba usually yung mga commercials, feature na yung mga ganyan yung magtatrabaho sa Pasko. So, biglang makakahabol pa sila sa, ano,
no.
Tulog na, biglang gigising, pa, Merry Christmas.
No.
Diba ganun yung mga, commercial?
It didn't work that way.
Yeah, no. Only happens in like the TVs and shit.
Pag-uwi ko noon, it was, what?
Umaga na, ng Christmas.
6 a.m. in the morning.
Damn.
Tapos, 6 a.m. ng 25th.
Yeah. So, natulog ka na lang?
Oh, pagod ka eh. Wasak eh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yung ganun na Pasko. Meron naman, pero hindi yung, alone,
like, lonely and shit.
Feel mo lang malungkot siya.
Yeah. How about you, Jazz? Ever?
Wala pa.
Like, so all far, your Christmases were like fun. Good for you.
Not really fun. There are times na parang, okay, I'm happy. I'm happy, I'm contented with family and everything.
Yeah. Yun. Never felt alone.
Nope. Never pa.
Good
so
for
far.
You. It's good. Because a lot of girls, especially for those girls na who've been single for a really long time, or for example, you've been in a relationship, then you're out of a relationship, and you become single for like 3 years. They feel that shit.
It's a bad guy.
Yeah, you feel that shit.
Because it's really different.
Yeah, it's different na yung matagal ka ng single na you kind of gave up already. You don't feel that shit. And it's more different when you had a relationship, then you're like, shit, I gotta be with somebody.
Oh.
No, man. It's very different. Yeah, how about you, Ref? What you got? Ever felt that way?
No. All good over here.
What a reaction!
So yung magkakasabi niya.
So yung reaction niya. Parang ako was waiting for something and said, I'm all good.
Yeah, I'm good. You know what? Honestly, when it comes to relationships, you're one of the lucky ones, bro.
No.
You don't think so?
No, we all have our shit.
No, but in a way you're lucky because you always say that you found you're the one.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah.
A lot of people go through life. You're very lucky because not everybody goes through life finding their one.
The one.
Yeah, because there are some people get married and they just live through their marriage and shit. Some people get divorced. Some people. Yeah. So it's really a hard thing. And you have to have
kaakibat ka.
Oh, no, you really find your one. Because not everybody.
Yeah.
Some people think they found the one and then 10 years later they realize, oh fuck, it's
not
the one.
The one.
Yeah. So you're very lucky in that regard, bro.
Yeah, maybe. I was just thinking though that it doesn't have to be that case all the time. Because in at the end of it all, it all depends on what you put in to make it work, really. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm lucky to have my wife. She's awesome. She's the best.
She's listening to the show.
Suerte ko naman.
Yeah.
Suerte ko naman.
So, never had a malamig na Christmas. I think you'll never have it moving forward.
If I had, it's long gone now.
Yeah. You don't remember it anymore.
Erased from
everything before.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially, it's all blur. It's all blur.
You sound like it. Everything's a blur, dude.
Everything's a blur.
Yeah.
How about you?
Me? I love Christmas, generally.
Generally.
Like, for me, it's my favorite time of the year. I feel happy. Normally, this is the time where I give gifts. I like giving gifts. Because I feel like, in a way, may balikyan sa'yo. So, yeah. I'm like generous like that. Everything I give out. Because I feel like babalikyan sa'yo.
Yeah.
But, never really felt it. I don't know, last year did I feel, last year when it was a tough year for me, last year did I feel,
you grow old,
did you like notice me?
Less and less.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Last year was a fun Christmas for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kasi kumpleto, nakuwi sister ko, having fun.
Yeah, Eson was here, I remember.
Yeah.
And we went here one time, we went on eating and drinking and shit.
Yung ba yung ano, nag-samgipsal tayo? Hindi, iba pa yun.
I don't remember. Yeah, I think that was that.
Yeah,
I think that was
grabe, that. Grabe, dami natin kinain.
Yeah. So me, I don't know. Maybe I did. I just didn't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
I think that's the best advice I can... No, it's not an advice. Like, it's one of the better things na... it, like, shifts your frame of mind. na you don't like give in to the whole depressing and shit, malamig, malamig Pasko ko. You know, you can joke around. You can joke about it on social media. Ay, baka naman, malamig Pasko ko. But I think the best thing that you can probably do is just not acknowledge that it's cold
indeed,
for you.
Indeed.
Because it might, you're just gonna get, you know, parang mas dadamdamin mo siya kung ganun eh.
I think it's more of a looking forward.
Yeah.
What do you want to look forward to?
In Christmas?
No, I mean...
Like in everything, yeah.
I mean, patapos na yung taon eh.
Yeah, so, you know...
I mean, it's another year again after Christmas.
Right.
So...
And so, if you're feeling this way, you know, just try to be thankful for the little things.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, eat your food, man. Kain ka. Everybody eats in Christmas. And, you know, kain ka. Enjoy mo lang. Be with your family. If you can't be with your family, like, do your own thing. Try to have fun.
Still have Christmas. Yeah. I think it's important that everybody feels Christmas.
I have a suggestion, though.
Yeah.
Try to do something nice for somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what? Like cook for them?
That would help you, you know, warm up your Christmas. There's a feeling there. Something good.
Yeah, I would agree.
Indeed.
Right. Agree. So, you know, do something for somebody. You know, but just try to, I don't know, try to be grateful and just, yeah.
Grateful.
Grateful, yeah. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. I just want to greet everybody Merry Christmas. I don't know if you're going to release an episode on Christmas Day. I don't know. But, you know, just Merry Christmas and have fun.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas.
So, yeah. to everybody listening out there, it's a Merry Christmas from 24G.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Have a fun
Christmas. And the Brits, Merry they Christmas. Say Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. Yeah, that's how the Brits say it.
How do Germans say Christmas?
I don't know, man. How?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to say a joke or something.
I don't know. They better than Germany, huh? They were the first one to do Christmas dinners.
Oh, really?
Trivia, just trivia, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to Germany.
Yeah. That's Vidania.
So that's it, yeah?
Yeah, the 24G podcast. 24G podcast.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
My name is James.
My name is Jasmine.
And I'm Raph.
And I'm Butch. Merry Christmas, guys. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Oh,
Merry Christmas.